Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Jake and Max Reitzloff from All Rights Group. All Rights provides IT support and business consulting services to a variety of industries here in the Metro Detroit area, with their home base being in Grosse Pointe Farms. Today, we dove into what business consulting areas they offer and how they're helping local entrepreneurs stay supported and thriving in our ever-growing digital age. Let's dive in and learn more. Jake and Max, welcome to the GP Chamber Chat. We're happy to have you. So tell us a little bit about yourselves and the history behind All Rights Group.
My name is Jake Reitzloff. I am the business development manager for All Rights Group. And I'm from Northville, Michigan. So, you know, a little bit ways away from Grosse Pointe. And I do a lot of the sales and marketing here for our company. And this is my boss, Max.
Hi, I'm Max. I am the chief information officer at All Rights Group. Started the company with my dad about 5 years ago. And I do a lot of the operational stuff. Day-to-day operations and, support stuff. A little bit on the history. My dad had a business consulting company for about 30 years. And about 5 years ago, I was doing web design and graphic design for my own company. And we kind of thought it'd be a good idea to join forces and combine together and be All Rights Group. And within the last year, we've brought Jake on board and been growing pretty quickly since then.
Nice. So tell us about what those services are that you offer your clients and customers.
So we offer IT support for businesses and for the typical home owner. And that can include things like networking, software, hardware, some repairs, and kind of just the general IT services. And then we also do business consulting, which entails kind of the accounting and setup and organization of helping businesses grow and organize and things like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. So let's dive into that business consulting a little bit more, just because I know it's a big term and it can mean a lot of things. So yeah, if you could like maybe talk a little bit more about what is it some of those services that you talked about there already that within business consulting that maybe you're doing the most for people, or you're getting a lot of requests around to for the businesses you're working with.
Yeah, so we the business consulting was originally when it came from my dad's company, it was a lot of the startups, you need a business plan, so assistance with that, or you're trying to grow, you need help budgeting, or you kind of need analytics on your own financials. And then as we grew over time, we still do all of those services along with, bookkeeping and other, financial stuff. But we also have now our wing of, what is kind of our the social end of the business consulting. So we're doing the social media management, the SEO stuff that is not necessarily, considered IT, but it's still, you're consulting a business on those. So that is also grouped in there, and Jake is kind of spearheading that end of the business consulting,
right,
offerings.
It's all going digital.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is.
So with that, with so much of especially this past year, hyper focused on digital platforms and making sure we're all present there and we all understand how to use them. So what changes have you guys made over in the past year with your business, or have you made any, or have you gotten more requests for other services that you've brought on that maybe you weren't doing before?
I wouldn't say that we've changed so much as we've noticed kind of an increase in people asking for things like web design and things like SEO help and things like social media marketing, and kind of just growing that online platform. Like you said, everything's kind of moving to that digital age. And also with COVID, everyone's kind of switching to online meetings and things like that. So we've seen kind of a huge jump in people wanting to establish themselves, and also ads in there as well. I forgot to mention, people are always trying to figure out Google ads and Facebook ads and LinkedIn mm-hmm. ads and stuff like that. And we've really seen a kind of growth in that. And those are kind of things that we have really come to perfect in our craft and have become really good at. So we've gotten a lot of increase in that and helping those clients figure out that end of things.
Nice. We are we're fortunate in that because we work in IT, we were able to already kind of be, you know, at the forefront of you know, the digital stuff on, you know, internally. Mm-hmm. So a lot of along with the, you know, the online presence and all of that, assisting companies from the IT standpoint of, okay, how do we shift to a remote workforce, whether that's, you know, remoting into computers, you know, setting up VPNs, that kind of stuff. So basically, how do you, you know, take what everybody used to go into one spot, and then how do you give everybody, you know, that can, the capabilities to work remotely. Mm-hmm. So we see that from the IT standpoint as well.
Nice. So what are some memorable customer experiences that you can share, maybe one or two that have stood out for you guys that have just made being in business worthwhile?
There's definitely one that comes to mind. You know, we have a particular client where we do some ERP and POS consulting. And one thing we've been able to do is come in and, you know, learn their system enough to where now we're able to, you know, teach them and help them move forward, you know, with their own system. And, you know, they're incredibly thankful and, you know, that kind of, you know, rewarding, where we're able to come in and learn the system, you know, help them move forward. And we're actually helping them with an upgrade now. And it's really been those little things, you know, the mm-hmm. it's pretty self-rewarding.
Yeah. Watching your customers grow from
things that you've implemented. Being able to help them with that growth and learn more about their own systems is, mm-hmm. You know, they've been using it, you know, longer than we've been in there, and to be able to show stuff that they may not have known, you know, the whole time they've been using it is, you know, it's exciting.
Watching people get super happy and thankful for figuring out technology when they've been stuck for a while makes it really enjoyable to be in this business and help people, because technology can be difficult sometimes. And like when you figure it out, it feels really good. So to see people be really happy about it feels really good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. To get that comfort with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know you cater to all over Metro Detroit and other areas, but what do you, you know, your home base right now is Grosse Pointe Farms. So what do you love most about being a part of this Grosse Pointe community as a small business?
Well, I've only been with the company for about 8 months, and I would say probably 6 to 6.5 of those months were during COVID. So I wasn't really doing a whole lot of Grosse Pointe, and I'm not from the area. So
yeah.
I wasn't really doing a whole lot of Grosse Pointe community stuff. But recently we've been going to a lot of different events for Grosse Pointe and some of the chamber events and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. getting out into the city and meeting people and kind of networking and growing. And I like there's a lot of help in Grosse Pointe. It's if you help me, I'll help you kind of thing. If you know, you come do business with me, I'll do business in return, and I'll spread your name too and get you more business. And it's very like family community oriented. And I'm sure he knows more about it too, cause he's been here for quite a while.
Yeah. I've lived in Grosse Pointe my whole life. I was born and raised here, you know, graduated from South, go Blue Devils. And so, you know, there's definitely a personal level that I get enjoyment out of, you know, some of the places that we get to meet and some of the businesses that we're helping, you know, I've been around my whole life. And, you know, these are businesses in the community that I grew up in. And, you know, we're now able to go out and meet with these companies and businesses and help them out and help the local community. And, you know, being such a direct part of that community, is really, really rewarding. I really enjoy that aspect of it for, you know, both a business and a personal level. It's exciting to help the community on both levels.
Yeah. So how can people learn more about Alt Rights Group?
There's a bunch of different ways. I would say the main way is to go to our website, which is allrightsgroup.com. And we also have a bunch of social media pages, pretty much every social media out there, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. You can learn all about us through there. You can comment on things, Pinterest. You can send us a bunch of DMs. You can give our company a call or give me a call. You can shoot us an email. We also have a blog site that we post to pretty regularly, about once a week. We try to, maybe twice a week sometimes. And that kind of is just our knowledge that we're trying to share and grow in our, and grow in the community. Other than that,
that's everywhere.
It's great. We're pretty much all over. You can just, if you just Google our name, All Rights Group, you'll pretty much come up.
Mostly in the digital space.
Yes.
You know, being a IT company, we don't.
Got a couple ads out there.
Yeah, we have a couple ads out there, and you know, we have a brochure, but we definitely try to drive people towards the digital end of what we have.
Yeah.
So websites. Makes sense. Makes sense. It's on brand. So
yeah.
Awesome. We'll provide some of those links below so you guys can go check them out. Thank you both for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.